Okay, good evening. It is a pleasure to welcome everyone tonight to a very special Thursday Night Live. Getting us ready for Hanukkah. Tonight's program, tonight's shiur, is sponsored by Barry and Aviva Siegel in loving memory of Aviva's father. It's pronounced Chana Rachmiya ben Menachem Mendel, the Chana of Racha, his neshama, should have an aliyah. Well, I did not have the chance to meet him. I moved in, seems like it was just a few months after he passed away. We're here 4.5 years or so. Hard to believe that long already. But from what I understand, they're very caring and very devoted to his family. And when you sent me what you spoke about the Shloshim, what was amazing is that, well, he maybe didn't have the strongest Jewish background growing up. He worked hard to send you, and it was a brother, to yeshiva. Took multiple jobs to be able to do that. And that Mesiras Nefesh, no doubt, paid tremendous dividends, knowing what you do for the community, what Barry does, and to have children now, grandchildren, Dori Doros, of inspired Torah learning, chesed doing, children and grandchildren, should be the greatest zechus for his neshama. We appreciate very much your sponsorship this evening. Chanukah, I believe, it's a unique Yom Tov in terms of the mitzvos that we do, or the feeling of the day of Chanukah. Each of the Yom Tovim Daraisa, so besides the mitzvos hayom, the sukkah, which is really all day, and the shofar, which is not all day, but the shofar, there's an isser malacha. So you feel there's something different about the day. It's Shabbos plus. Purim, there are also mitzvos all day, and the mitzvos of Purim, the whole simcha of Purim, you feel Purim when it's the whole day. You feel Purim. Chanukah, not so much. So what do we really have on Chanukah? We light the menorah. How long does that take? You're supposed to have the menorah lit 30 minutes after it says, but you don't have to be in the room when it's lit. The opposite. Also, l'shtamish l'orah. You can't benefit from the light. You don't even have to be in the house. And the rest of the day, for most of us, it's a regular work day. We have school. We have work. We say halal. It's depending on where you daven. Here, probably 3.5 minutes. In school, probably 23 and a half minutes. But there's not a lot that you feel. What makes up most of our Chanukah experience is really the minhagim of Chanukah. The minhag, latkes, and donuts, and dreidel playing. And there's a tremendous emphasis on Chanukah, on these minhagim, which are not in the Shulchan Aruch, and they're not even in the classic Sifrei Halacha of the Achronim. And I thought what we do tonight is touch on three minhagim. One is not prevalent anymore, at least not in my circles, and maybe it's different in your homes, and two of them which are pretty prevalent. And I want to understand them. I would like to delve into them and have a better understanding of what they're about, why they're done, how it developed, and what it could tell us and shed light on Chanukah. It starts with a comment of the father of the Rambam. The father of the Rambam, 1,000 years ago, in source number 1, speaks of the importance, the value of the Chanukah Minhagim, which itself is interesting. The Rambam writes, the Rambam's father, Ein lahakel b'shum minhag. You should not be lenient on any custom. Ve'afilu minhag kal. Even, I guess what you would call a light, or not so serious minhag. V'yischayiv kol nachon lo, asos mishta v'simcha u'maychal l'pirsim anes. Everyone who can is obligated to make a mishta, a party, Simcha, joyous situation, Michael food, lefar sevenes. It elevates, it publicizes. We know pirsumenisa is the menorah, but a party, a meal, a feast is pirsumenes. And don't mevatel it. It's lefar sevenes. Shasta Hashem yisbarach imana ba'oso yamim. Upashad amina glasos. Sufkanim. Sufkaniot. Donuts. Mamish, 1,000 years ago, in the Rambam, he's already talking, Rambam's father is talking about some kind of fried batter dough. It comes up in Mishnayos. In fact, when I told a friend of mine that I was giving the shiur tonight, he goes, oh, did you see the Sefer on donuts? I said, what are you talking about? He said, a person wrote this year a 443-page Sefer called Emek Hasuf Ganin. It's a 433-page Sefer on donuts on Hanukkah. Reasons, halachic, hafrashas challah, every possible 430 pages. It turns out, I know the author. His name is Rabbi Reuven Schwartz, whose brother-in-law is Rabbi Yoni Levin from Eish Kodesh, a dear friend of mine who spoke in the shul Shavuos where Tom was a year and a half ago. Reuven Schwartz, who's a tremendous Talmid Chacham, actually went to Hafter, wrote a 430-page sefer on jelly donuts. Which is not just jelly donuts, on donuts, which is wild. So Sir Rambam's father says, don't mevatel it. That's the minag. He goes on to say, with honey and sweet things, he says, they're dipped in oil, they're fried in oil, it's zecher l'nes, it's zecher to the bracha of Hashem, and he goes on to say, a couple lines down, of osana minhagos, ein lana levazosam. Those minhagim, don't be mevazim minhagim. Umishin higam zariz mishtadilhu. Someone who keeps the minhagim as a zariz, is careful. Umishtadil, he's trying. Kihei me ikrib nasim v'lo yavozu b'minhag ha'uma. Don't mevaze a minhag of our country. The Yalka Yosef, from a Ravadi Yosef, I think maybe his son wrote it. He says the Chassam Sofer, the great Chassam Sofer, played a dreidel on Hanukkah just to show that minhagim should be taken seriously. So for us, the time the Haskalah was raging throughout, you know, Europe and is reaching Hungary. So that's Minhagim, what are we doing? It makes no sense. So for just to show that Minhagim were real, he would play dreidel. So you already find a long time ago the importance, the value of keeping to these Minhagim. Why do we have them? Now, the only one that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch is the Minhag to have dairy, milk, and cheese on Hanukkah. Now, are there people here who are makbid on that? I know everyone probably has dairy at some point during the 8 days of Hanukkah, just because Tuesday night's mac and cheese or big ziti night. But that's just the reality. Is anyone here makbid to have? No? That's the only one that's in the Shulchan Aruch. Which is interesting. Shulchan Aruch writes in source number 3, Yesh Omrim. It's the Ramah. The Ramah. Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Lechel Gvina B'Hanukkah. We should have cheese on Hanukkah. Why? Don't read the rest of the line. Why? So that comes from halacha. The halacha is that women are obligated in Ner Hanukkah. It's a gemara. Why is that a chiddush? Why is that a chiddush that women are obligated in Ner Hanukkah? It's a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. It's a positive time-bound mitzvah. Just like they're exempt from sukkah, from lulav, from shofar, they're allowed to do it, obviously. It's a good thing to do, but they're exempt. So Ner Hanukkah should be the same thing. It's mitzvah saseh shezman grama. So says the gemara, the reason they're obligated is sha'af, Hain, Hayu, Ba'oso, Anes. The famous rule, which is applicable to Hanukkah, Purim, and Dal Kosos. Af, Hain, Hayu, Ba'oso, Anes. They too were literally translated. They too were in the miracle. There's a dispute, a machlokas, and the Rishonim, what that means. Some Rishonim learned that they too were included in the decree of destruction, of Lashkicham Torah Secha, to get rid of Judaism, was equally applicable on men and women. So they too, same thing on Purim. On Purim, Lahashmi Lahar Gul Abid is Kol Yehudim, Minar Vadzakin, Taf Vinoshim Biyom Echad. Pesach, Paro enslaved the women just like he enslaved the men. So they too were included in the salvation, the persecution and the salvation. Rashi learns differently. Rashi writes that what does that mean? Afhein Hayaboson Ace? They caused the miracle. They brought out the miracle. Tosha says it doesn't make sense because then it should say that they were the ikker of the nes. Afhein sounds like even then they're tofel, they're secondary. But Rashi learns they caused the miracle. How they caused the nes on Hanukkah? You heard this, the famous story, which is not really in the Gemara or the Mishnah or the Tosefta for that matter, or the Yerushalmi, the famous story of Yehudis. What's the story of Yehudis? So the Kolbo in source 6 was the Rishon, tells us that there was a daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The great Kohen Gadol of Yochanan, it's the top of page 2, had a daughter who was Yufas Torah, was beautiful, Ma'od. And the Melech, the king, had decreed that all Jewish girls needed to be with the king. So she went into his tent and she fed him milk, cheese, he'd be hungry, and those are foods that make a person tired. He fell asleep. She chopped his head off. She took the head with her to show the officers, the generals, the army. That could be, I can't think of a more deflating sign than to see the king's head served on a silver platter. Like she brought it out, like, on the, I don't know what she put in it. Okay, we don't have to get too graphic while we're eating. And thank you, Barry, for taking care of all the food. She took his head and chopped his head off, brought it in front of the officers, the general, the military, and they saw it and it ran away. And that's what helped us be saved during the battle. And therefore, the minhag developed. That's why women are obligated. And that's why the minhag developed to eat milk, cheese, on Hanukkah, in the words of the Yom Shel Shlomo in Source 7, then the first line, Lepirsum mitzvah, that's also persumenes. Look at this miracle. Look, koch of a Jewish woman. She brought about our salvation. So as a zecher to that, we eat milk and cheese. Interesting. The Sfardim don't have that minhag. It's a minhag of the Ramah. So why not? So I saw the Kaf HaChaim points out that not everyone holds that that story happened during the time of Hanukkah. I said, it's not in the Gemara. It's not in the Yerushalmi. Now, I didn't learn all Bavli and all of Yerushalmi to know that, but I saw that in Sarm. It's not in the Bavli, it's not in the Yerushalmi, it's not in the Mishnah, the Sefta, it's the Free Sefra. Where is it? So some people say it didn't happen in the story of Hanukkah. So it's interesting. I don't know anyone, and I spoke to a whole group of people as I'm preparing this for the last week and a half or so. I don't know anyone who's makbid to have like a dairy, maybe because we have dairy anyways, but I don't know anyone who's, everyone here is going to have a latke at some point in the first 3 days of Hanukkah? Yes. Everybody. From Bnei Brak to Bethlehem. I don't know. I'm thinking of not a secular town with a B. From Bnei Brak to Birmingham, Alabama. Everyone's having latkes. Donuts? Probably. Unless we're going to pretend like we're on a diet until we give up on the fourth day. We're going to have donuts. We're going to have latkes. I don't know anyone that keeps smelling. It's interesting. The one minhag that's actually in the Shulchan Aruch is the one that people don't have the minhag not to hold on to. That's... Yes, that's a whole literature. Women potentially not to do malacha during the time of their Hanukkah. Also, because it's a special, it'd be a great topic for a woman share, and for us to appreciate the woman in our lives. The special koach of Anisha is, and by Purim it's Esther, and Rashi quotes the Pesach also, the Jewish woman who encouraged men to build on, to move on, not to give up, not to despair. Have children, the continuity of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, 100%. So that's one. One minhag that we don't have, and interesting. Now.
It could be, lactose, people have applesauce and sour cream. It's made in sour cream. That's your gamino. I don't know.
Right. The truth is, so you're saying sour cream. Sour cream, the reason is, yeah. It doesn't really make sense, because who eats sour cream?
My father-in-law. The only person who has lactose.
I grew up seeing my...
I'll vote.
Yeah?
Applesauce.
Yeah.
You should have changed from that
minhag. Okay, maybe, you go through life and you find that certain minhagim that you never understood, certain minhagim that you never understood, you realize are really rooted in halacha. There were two, this is off topic a little bit, there were two in my life, halacha, things my father was very makpid on growing up, which drove me crazy when I was a kid. And I found out later that could be it's because of halacha. I'll tease it out quickly, even though we're running out of time already. Number one, whenever we had company and someone was making kiddush, he made us all stand up. We were able to say kiddush ready with him. And then his friend would make kiddush, we all have to stand up. And it always drove me crazy. I make kiddush, why do I have to stand up? It also drove me crazy because when you're younger, anything your parents do, you like to, It turns out there's a Taz There's a Taz in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea that says there's a chiyuv. It's based on a Gemara, based on a Mishnah, Bikurim. There's a chiyuv to stand up when you see someone doing a mitzvah. In fact, some say the minhag to stand during the paragraph in davening of right before Vecherosim Abris by Avarak David. We stand. Why do we stand for that? I don't understand. Because people collect staka. They think it's to collect staka. That osher v'akavul lefanecha. Right, so we collect tzedakah. If someone's collecting tzedakah, he's supposed to stand up. He's doing a mitzvah. This is the topic for another time. So I said to my father when I saw that Taz, I called him like, "That's why you had to stand." He's like, "Maybe," but I think that's probably where it came from. There's another one I'll tell you about later. Donuts. Donuts is a big minhag. Everyone's the donuts. The donut industry is booming on Hanukkah, and all the dietitians are booming after Hanukkah. Why do we have donuts? So the Rambam's father already told us because it's deep fried in oil. Oil is echlanes. Just like we light oil, so we eat the oil. Oil, that's the Rambam's father. Donuts are deep fried in a lot of oil. That's the simple pshat of the Rambam's father. There's some more creative pshatim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, has a fascinating pshat. And you see this on the top of page 3 in source 11. And I thank my daughter. She was for the first time, other than Phil Rosen, and I keep on forgetting how he does it. If you notice, finally, no page number on the cover page, and page 1 starts where the sources start. So my daughter, Elisheva, I give her a lot of credit for enhancing. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's hit or mitzvah in the font and the pages and the sheets. So we're getting there. We're getting there. Thank you, Elisheva. The Rav Shlomo Zalman has a... I was actually going to call Jonathan if she couldn't figure it out. Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows. The Gemara says that the Chanukah's Beis Chashmonai, when the Chashmonai came and they were re-mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, everything was Tamei, right? It wasn't just oil. They had to re-metire and re-rectify the entire Beis HaMikdash. They metire the whole Mikdash, the third line. The Ilus Avdei HaMizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach, from Sheketz, right? They made it, they defiled it. Lo yadu l'tarim. They didn't know how to purify the stones of the Mizbech. So what they do? V'gunzum. They bury it. It's a Gemara Nevo Rezar, and then Bezim Abez. V'hitztaru al-kach. It pained them. They were able not just to redo the Shemen for Lakas Aneros, the whole Beis HaMikdash, they chinuch, chanukas habayis, chanukah. That's where the word comes from. Not just chanu chafhe. That's what it tells when we're little. There are other meanings. So they were bothered by this. So what do we do? Chazal said, eat foods. You're going to have to say an ala michya. Because what do we say in ala michya, which we do not say in benching? No, I went back. That's not mentioned in benching, where we dive into Hashem, we thank Hashem from the Mizbeach. So it says with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, oh, they were misaking to have a mizonos where you're going to have to then say it ala michya, so the ikar is not the donut, it's what the donut is going to create, which is a chiyuv to say ala michya, and then you're going to mention va'al, right, and talk about the mizbeach, which you're not having benching, and therefore beautiful. It's a way to rectify or to tap into the fact that they lost the ability to be metaher, the avnei hamizbeach, during the time of Chanukah. No, there's a question on if you have deep fried bread, whether it's hamotzi or mizonos, croutons. We discussed this when Dave Matthews sponsored the Thursday Night Live with, he gave those the pita chips as a big shiloh. But that's from Shlomo Zalman. So it's interesting. So why donuts? Have pasta bubble kits and have crackers, have cookies. I could argue have fruit of the Shivas Haminim, which gets an ala eitz. So what are you going to tell me? Well, because it's also a part of the minhag is oil. So once you're going to say that, it's not really that different than the Rambam's father. I mean, I'm not questioning Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it's a beautiful explanation. But I was pointing out, then it could really be any mizonos. And one of the things, I didn't have a chance to really delve into it a lot this 444-page beautiful sefer, because I just heard about it last night. But he discusses the fear of Shlomo Zalman is there. If you don't like donuts, you don't have donuts. There's still a kiyum of the minhag to eat any mazonos or eat any Paris shivas haminim. But that's where Shlomo Zalman that they were pained that they lost, that they couldn't purify the mizbeach. So say ala michya for the mizbeach. That's pshat number two. Pshat number three, I saw in a sefer called Inside Chanukah. Ari Pinchas Strikoff, I don't know who the Mechaber is. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer on Hanukkah. And he has an amazing idea, which I think is found in a lot of the Hasidic masters, Sifrei Hasidus about Hanukkah, which is a very uplifting and empowering message. He says as follows. Donuts, specifically sufganiyot, jelly donuts, contain a hidden feeling. They're eaten on Hanukkah because they're symbolic of the fact that on Hanukkah, even those Jews who are hidden, meaning those who have become so distant from Judaism that they may not even look like Jews, can become elevated. Hanukkah is a time where every Jew can connect. Hanukkah is a time that even those who are distant, who you can't see them, or their Judaism is not recognizable or discernible, has the ability on Hanukkah to become so elevated and connected, so we eat a donut, specifically sufganiyot, or the donut filled with filling inside, which is otherwise concealed. This idea is found in different Ramazim in the Hasidic Rebbes. The Gemara in Shabbos, about Hanukkah, and Chafal from Beis, in Source 13, writes that psilos ushmanim, wicks and oil, sh'amri chacham ein malikim behem b'Shabbos. There's certain wicks and oil, we say in Bama Malikin Friday night, certain oil wicks that don't catch well, oil that doesn't burn well. We're worried that you might come to play with it on Shabbos, maybe extinguish a flame, maybe it doesn't smell good, you have problems with Kavod Shabbos. Those wicks and oils that you can't use on Shabbos, Malikin Behen B'Chanukah. You're allowed to use those oils on Chanukah. Says the Svas Emes very beautifully. Hagaperish Hagamara Psilos on Source 14, Mishmam Shimlik Mishadlik Mechanaka, Asher Af Hanafashos, the souls, She'ein Lahem Aliyah B'Shabbos. Just like you have wicks that don't catch, wicks that aren't getting fired up. The Jews, the souls that don't get fired up on Shabbos, Psilos Shamrucham Ein Malikim on Shabbos, the wicks that don't work, the souls that don't work, don't get inspired by Shabbos. Yichol and la'alos b'chanukah can still be elevated on Chanukah. The nefesh, no trikon, stands for ner, psila, and shemen. So it says the Sfas Emes, the wicks, us, were the wicks, the nefashos, that don't get inspired on Shabbos, can get inspired on Chanukah, and I'll explain in a minute. The Me'orei Nayim, who is the Menachem Nachum Tursky, the Chernobyl, the head of the start, the founder of the Chernobyl dynasty, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the Magen Medrash. He writes one of the first works of Hasidic thought that was published. He says very similarly. He says in the beginning of the first line, Kim kimo b'ner, nostim l'sochu psila, you put a wick into a candle, umemal noso b'shemen, where you put a wick into a cup, you fill it with oil, and you light it, so too man is like the wick. Shemen is the chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into us chachma, like we put shemen oil into the cup. Shashem emale bo maliko lios meir b'maisav u'beva audasa was Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into us chachma so we can light up the world with our actions and our service. V'apsilos heim b'nei adam. The wicks are people. She'ein nidlakin b'shabes. Sha'ur ein nechaz bo. Machma shapsilos lo tovim. Sometimes the wicks don't catch because the wicks aren't good. Sometimes they're people who they're not inspired. Their actions don't elevate, light up the world. The or misuchsachos bem. The oil is flickering. The light is flickering. It's barely lighting. The efshalalos. It's not going. He writes. Look, we'll skip a line. B'chanaka. Hashem kiviyachal ba'atzma morius atzma la'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, comes down to man himself. Umachiz bo'asor. He grabs onto the or, the liko, and he lights it himself. Lashuv V'lachzor al Hashem l'ovdo b'hislavus v'besechel gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps that candle light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the person, the psilos that don't get elevated on Shabbos, can get elevated on Chanukah. The Divrei Chaim is the Sanzer Rav. He says that where do we light the Chanukah candles?
Outside.
Outside represents, it's out of the confines of our home. Out of the confines of Kedusha. On the street. The street which could be a street full of Tumah. When do we light the menorah? At night, which represents Choshech. The darkness, Chanukah specifically, on the street, outside, in the dark, because on Chanukah, every Jew, every person could connect. And I think we understand Chanukah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. And we've spoken about this before. We didn't need the oil. This is well-known Divrei Torah. We didn't need the oil. Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur. They could have used Tamei oil. Ones Rachmana Patra. If you have no oil, what are you supposed to do? You're Patur. Why are we celebrating? We don't sell. If it's raining, you're exempt from the sukkah. They didn't have oil, so we're potter. We didn't need it. We could have even used it. It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's sign that is. It was the love, and there's a lot of Reb Chaim Shlomitz. It was the kiss. We spoke. Beautiful addition to the third explanation of a beautiful addition to the third explanation of why we have jelly donuts. There are two halachic issues when it comes to jelly donuts. Practical, which I'm not going to be able to get into all the Rosh Hashanah Zalman today. But what are those two issues? Relate to Shabbos. What will be the issue on Shabbos?
Borer.
Those who did Smichas Chaver should, at least the beginning of Smichas Chaver.
Well, I was thinking, are you eating the donut for the donut or are you eating the donut for the jelly inside?
And what's the nafkamina?
Well, nafkamina is the donut's mezuzah, jelly is shock.
Okay, that for sure the jelly is tough out to the donut.
Well, yeah.
If you want to warm it up on Shabbos, we know you can warm up solids if done in the right way. You can't warm up liquids because ein bishul achar bishul bedavar yavish. There's no iser bishul on something that was already cooked if it's dry, but you can't heat up a liver. You can't take a chicken soup out of the fridge and put it onto the black on Shabbos day. Kugel you could if it's done in the right way. Chicken soup you can't. So is the jelly a liquid or a solid? The jelly's a liquid, but it's in the donut, which is a solid. So is there a prompt to heat up? Whenever the last lot of years, my in-laws came for Hanukkah, this year or not, unless things drastically change in the next couple days, because of COVID, they're not coming. My mother-in-law makes amazing, her own jelly donuts, mini ones, I guess munchkin type of things, even they're only called munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts, I don't know why. It's always a shot. Can you put them on the black? Can you put them on the hot plate? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says yes. It's really a salad. Because first of all, rove, every chicken that you put on the block might have a little bit of liquid. We can't get into the whole sugya now. It's very minimal. He says also, that's not called a liquid. A liquid is something you can pour. Rav Moshe is true about ketchup. It has enough nafkamina of putting ketchup on hot food. You want to put ketchup in your challen. Is ketchup a liquid? Is ketchup a solid? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's mutter to heat up your jelly donut.
How about caramel?
I think it's the same thing. It's not a liquid that's called a liquid. There's another issue that even though ain bishul achar bishul, yesh tzli achar bishul. So the question is, can you're roasting a cooked food? That would be a problem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's only if in the roasting, the taste changes. For example, you could put a challah on the hot plate or on the blech. Even though, I mean, it's a question to pose, how toasted can it be? Even though it's getting hot enough, that's called tzli, it's roasting. Your challah is baked. So yesh tzli achar afia, but if the taste of the challah, if it's getting very toasty, that might be a different story. But if it's just getting warm, it's not enhancing the taste of the challah, so then it's not a problem. It's not changing or enhancing the taste of the donut, so there's no problem of yesh afia achar bishul. A little technical, but you're okay. You could have your jelly donuts on Shabbos.
How about the challah has many challahs of chocolate chips in it or cinnamon?
It's not a problem. It's not a liquid. Not a liquid. Good. Let's, we have a couple minutes left. Let's get to dreidels. Because surprisingly, there's more than meets the eye. The classic understanding we're taught when we're little, which is quoted in a beautiful sefer called Otzer Kol Minhag Yishurin, which is written by a rav in Kovna who moved. And the sefer was actually published in St. Louis in the early 1900s. And he tells us this reason that we're taught when we're little. I think this is the only reason we're taught when we're little, because they banned Torah and they banned mitzvah, Shlashkichem Torah Secha, and the little kids, they had this idea, they're going to play in the dreidel, so therefore if the Yavanim come, they, what are you guys doing in there? And the kid, oh, we're just playing games, and they would hide their svarim, right? We've learned this, that's what the kids tell us, the mysterious nefesh. It's not just a game, the mysterious nefesh of the children to allow people to learn, so we pierce them on ace, we remember their self-sacrifice, so we play dreidel. But there are other reasons. Okay, I saw in a sefer something very beautiful. What happens? What the dreidel only spins, more than that. The dreidel only stands if you're holding it, right? If you're holding the top, and when you spin it, it spins. But when it's cut off from the source of the one spinning it, so what happens? It falls down. Isn't that our lives? We're just being spun by the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The more we're connected to God, the more we're moving, we're spinning. The second we let go, or the second we allow ourselves to be let go from the source, from the one holding, quote-unquote, so to speak, the top of the dreidel, we can't move anymore. Chanukah, we realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Okay, that's number two. Number three is the Bnei Yisachar. It's a famous idea with insane gematrias, and I did the math on the side just to make sure it'll fit. I don't have enough time to go through that pshat. You take a look later. It's deep. I can't promise I understand it fully. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not sharing it with you as well. I will not share it through the ritual. I myself don't understand. There are people who do understand it. Please reach out to them. And if you come up with it, let me know. There's wild gematrias here. Goshna, Nachash, Mashiach, Hashem Malach, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, all the same gematria. We're going to bring Mashiach and get rid of the Nachash and... beautiful, I don't really understand it, so I'm going to leave that out. There's another pshat from the Bnei Yisachar also, which I quoted in our shir on groggers on Purim. He asked, why is it, and this is a well-known piece of Torah, why is it that on Purim, we hold the grogger from the bottom, right, and spin it, but on Chanukah, we hold the dreidel from the top, yes, you can spin it upside down, but you hold it from the top, and you spin it from the top, which is different than... that both Yom Tovim Derabbanan, and the one you hold the thing from the bottom, one you hold the thing from the top. So he says, the Sefer quotes the Bnei Yisachar, who says very beautifully, that on Purim, the inspiration came from below. In the words of Hasidic thought, it was Isarusa Dilatata. It came from the bottom. Esther, Mordechai, Tzomu Alai, Al Tochlu, Al Tishtu, Shosh Yamim, Davening. It was a human intervention which brought, obviously it was from Hashem, but it was our own intervention, our actions, our hishtadlus that brought about the nes. Chanukah, we did nothing. It all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both the nes of the war and the nes of the shemen. So therefore, on Chanukah, we hold the item from the top. And I had heard this pshat a long time ago, and I saw a great addition to that pshat this year for the first time. In Al HaNisim, what do we say? Ravta... es rivam, danta es dinam, nakamta es nikmasam. The same verbs are used on Purim, not in Al HaNisim. It's interesting why. In the bracha of Aravis Rivenu, which is the bracha according to the 1 and 3rd parak, which is after the Megillah. Most people aren't paying attention to that bracha because we're hungry at night, we're tired during the day, and we're rolling up our cloth if you have a cloth. What do we say? Haravis Rivenu, same words. Hadan es dinenu. That no came as nikmasenu. So why is it Ravtas Rivam, Dantas Dina, Nakanta, Nikmas, Kosh Baruch? You fought their wars, you judged their judgments, right? And you exacted revenge on that. But on Purim, it's Ravis Rivenu, Hadanas Dinenu. So the Sefer Ezor Elio, who was Rabbi Elio Lerman of Viscot, he's a big Rebbe, he's a Talmud of the Saraf of Kutsk, he lived the 1700s, 1800s. He says it's the same shot. On Purim, we started fighting the fight. We started taking action. So it became our fight. Harabis Rivenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hadanas Dineinu. It was ours and you came in and helped us out. But we took care, we started it. But on Chanukah, no. Raftas, Rivam, Dantas, it was yours. It had nothing to do with us. It was all on Isarusa Dila'ela. It all came above. That's why we have the dreidel from the top, as opposed to on Purim when the Gragas from the bottom. And that's why it's Raftas, Rivam, Dantas, Dinam. It's not Rivenu. It's not our fight. It was your fight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did everything. And this goes back to the reason why there's such a love and such a kirvus on Chanukah. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us and bring us with him. A beautiful, beautiful pshat. Let me tell you one last one, which is, I think, kind of cute, but it's a real chizuk. This also, and it's quoted in a lot of the Chassidish Sfarim. And there's a good summary in Source 26 on page 7. And hopefully we'll end with this so we can start Meirav on time. He says that the whole point of this game, the dreidel, is to teach us, to remind us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our whole heart, to do tshuva. How is that? There are four types of Jews. There's a tzaddik gomer, complete tzaddik. Tzaddik she'eno gomer, this is based on the Gemara and Brachos, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do good things happen to bad people, right? Tzaddik gomer is complete tzaddik. Tzaddik she'eno gomer is a Jew's mechsal mechsa, some good deeds, some not so good deeds. That's a tzaddik she'eno gomer. There's the Rasha gomer, who has no hope, ein lo takana. And there's the Rasha she'eno gomer, who hasn't given up completely. He's a Rasha, but there's a chance for him to move on. Okay? So he says like this. Gimel. The dreidel is what? Gimel, Shin, Nun, and Hey. Right? Gimel, Shin, Nun, Hey. When you get Gimel, what's the rules? No. You get everything. Everything. Because what's Gimel? Gimel's... No, someone taught you the rules the wrong way. Gimel you get. You get everything. Why? Because Gimel is Gantz. Gimel's Gantz. The Gantz and Tzaddik. Gantz, the one who has everything. The Tzaddik Gomer is Gimel. Gantz. So you get. You want to be a Tzaddik? You tell your children when you're playing dreidel, you're a Tzaddik. You get everything. You get Gantz. Okay? Mechzal Mechza. The half and half. That's the Hay. Because Hay, 10 is the half, 5, Hay. What happens when your dreidel lands on a Hay, Yechiel? You get half the pot. Because you're a Mechzal Mechza, you get half. Okay? The difference between a Rasha Gomer and a Rasha Sheino Gomer, they quote from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, is the Rasha Gomer is called Ra. He has no Shin. Shin represents the letter of the Nitzus Kedusha. I don't know exactly what that means. Why Shin? Shin, you have a chance. Yeah, there's a hope. So what happens when you land on a Shin?
Put in.
Shin, you roll again.
What?
Yeah. Spin, you go again. You go again? You go again? So since you go again, you have a takana. You're a Rasha, she'eno gomer. You have an ability to turn things around. So again, and what happens if you land on Nun? Nothing. You know why? Nun is nisht. Nun is nisht. It's nothing. That's the Rasha gomer. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say that we're playing dreidel. It's not just a cute game. It's a chizik. It's a reminder. You want gans? You gotta be inside the gomer. You wanna get half the pie? You have a chance to do more? You hear mechza mechza, a tzaddik sheino gomer. And don't forget, if you're gonna be a Rasha gomer, chashvam, you have a nun, which is nisht. We should have a beautiful, lichtig, happy Chanukah. Where, like the Rambam's father said, we're keeping the minhagim. It shouldn't just be to keep the minhagim for minhag's sake, but I think in each of the reasons for these minhagim, and I apologize, we'll be done in a second, we could really elevate our yontif, elevate ourselves, and it comes about more than the minhag itself and the eating itself and the games itself. It's something that we could really steig from, something we could really grow from. We thank again Barry Navio for sponsoring tonight's shir, and Shabili Ilui, and lezuchus neshama of Chuna Rachmiel Ben Menachem Mendel's neshama shel Aliyah. Have a good night.